Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who would have ever thunk it? The draft potentially coming back to America because times are going to be so rough that there's going to be a time of war based on what we're seeing prophetically. But listen right now to what Jim Baker, the Jim Baker Show, the dream he just got from the Lord, speaking about these difficult times coming and the draft coming back and young people's eyes are filled with tears. Take a look.
I've had several dreams the last few hours, the last few days. And they're strange, but I'm going to share it with you. I saw in a dream young people, I would say teenagers, maybe 20-year-olds, and they were crying. And God says, in the future, I do not know the timing. He said, things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America. And the kids that have to go to war don't want to go. They're not ready. They're not ready mentally, physically, let alone spiritually. Yeah. And I wrote it down. They were crying as draft was being reinstated, and it was a time of great confusion. Actually, God gave me that word confusion other times over the years. But this time is great confusion in America. Do you understand what I'm saying at all? I mean, I think I told you about it yesterday.
Yeah, that one scares me.
Yeah, you know what? It's not.
I'm praying you won't go.
You know, it's not just going to scare the young people, Jim. It's going to scare the parents of the young people.
But it's going to
because they're not even prepared.
And actually, I believe they're going to be drafting some. Not, thank God, I don't think they're going to draft 80-year-old guys. You know, they will do what they have to do in the calamity.
Yeah.
The hell that we have brought upon ourselves because we have cursed God. We have mocked God. Now, I'm just repeating, so please don't kill the messenger. But we need to prepare because perilous times are coming. You say, Jim, I don't believe that. Well, tell that to God. That's a God line. Perilous times will come in the last days. If this isn't the last days, we're sure missing a good chance for him to come.
Yeah, you know, in the end days, it talks about how Israel will stand alone and the nations will rise up against her. So if you saw this vision of the end times of people being reinstated in the draft, I wouldn't be a part of that. I'm not going to be a part of standing against God's people. I mean, if this is an end times war.
Yeah. Now, Israel has the draft.
No, I'm saying
draft. No, I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know, we can't destroy Israel. We can't be a part of destroying Israel.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Israel's standing alone practically at this time. The only people that are going to go to rescue Israel is people who want to use them for some reason.
So is that why you're saying, Zach, that Jim is saying was he has it written down here for us, the producers do. I saw, Jim is saying, you saw in your dream, your vision, young people crying as draft reinstated, comma, was time of great confusion. Are you saying that's where the confusion may lie, Zachary?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, people, you know, during the Vietnam War, how many remember the Vietnam War? Wasn't that the most unpopular war?
Yes.
And the guys that went, they came home, they were treated like dogs.
Horrible. It was horrible.
Do you know almost every single car accident, or I mean the biggest percentage of them, are Vietnam guys. They've been for years. There's actually been more killed by suicide than in the war.
It's the most
from Vietnam War. It was a very unpopular war. So you can imagine in the last days when these kids have been told, you know, love everybody, and so nobody's want to go to war.
Yeah.
But the country's going to be in such a state of affairs, yeah, we're going to have to reinstate the draft. This is what God spoke to me. This is, I was going to say stupid. It's not stupid because God spoke it to me, I believe. But it's that if I made it up, it's really dumb. Because it's the last thing I want. It's the last thing you want. I don't want my son to go to war. I don't want my family. The daughters would have to go. If I mean, they do in Israel. How Israel is staying strong.
It is pretty.
They have an army, and they have science, and they have armament. They're a little teeny spot on earth that is surrounded by their enemies, which, by the way, again, the Bible says this will be a sign of the last days.
That's right.
So I'm a fool to preach the last days, I guess. But yet we're there. All the signs are there.
So you think about this. Think about this. This is some of the things we've been talking about. We've been talking about the draft. The first thing that happened once they put women on the front lines, they okayed them to be on the front lines of the military. And within 24 hours, the Secretary of Defense, I believe it is, showed up at Congress and said, now we have to begin to open up to the possibility now. We have to allow women to be drafted. So it's not just men. It's going to be women. It's going to be the ages, I guess, between 17 and 25. You have to register for the Selective Service. And if you don't know what, you got a lot of people right now that are playing lottery to win $1 million or something. But it's almost the very same way when they do a lottery for drafts. What they do is they give everybody a number. And to make it fair, they pull numbers out of a drawing. And if your number gets picked, they don't care if you had all these great plans, you were going to get married and you were going to get a degree in college or you're going to start a business. That's not what happens. You go off, get a physical, you go to boot camp, and you go to the front lines to fight, you know, Hitler. That's what was going on with the last one. As a matter of fact, I want you to just take you back and see what it looks like. This is what it looks like. And this is very difficult times because our leaders have created an agreement with Iran that if Israel defends itself and attacks Iran, this agreement reportedly means we have to go and fight against Israel. Well, that is not going to happen. If you're a Christian, you don't want to ever put yourself in a place that you would fight against Israel. That's a Dietrich Bonhoeffer moment. But first, let's look at the draft. This is the draft just got instated. You had Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President Roosevelt. They're fixing to draw the very first number. When they draw this number, and this is the first number of the person drawn for a draft, you hear this big wail, this big scream in the background. You know why? Because that was the mother that had no idea that her son's number was going to be drawn. Imagine your daughter's number being drawn. Let's go back and take a look at what it actually looks like when there is a draft and they start drawing numbers. And if your number gets picked, you go fight the war. Take a look.
In September 1940, the Selective Service Act was passed, and for the first time in history, American boys were being drafted during peacetime.
You have the confidence and the gratitude and the love of your countrymen. We are all with you in the task which enlists the services of all Americans, the task of keeping the peace in this new world of ours.
President Roosevelt announced draft order number one, the first peacetime draft number ever to be drawn.
Drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
That could have been your daughter coming up. This could be your son fighting a war that you don't believe in. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he was put in that place because it wasn't that he didn't want to stand up for his country, and he believed in that. But the fact is he could not fight an evil war. He couldn't participate with doing evil things against people, such as when the army began to persecute Christians and persecute Jews, and they began to have concentration camps and all that. You know, that was done by the military. And it's like, you have to make up your mind. I mean, where we're going. We don't want to go this way, but it looks like, you know, this is the way people are choosing. And we get back from this break, we'll talk about that. But also we're going to be talking about later in the program about Now imagine them ejecting a identification inside of your hand. It just happened. They just used it to be able to book a flight and pay for a flight by just scanning their hand. You put those together and you have World War II, exactly what was going on. But now you go, potentially World War III is just right on the edge of this thing. It's just amazing. Listen to this. The greatest days for the church is ahead. The greatest harvest is coming, but it's going to come with difficult times.
Can you imagine, John, that our daughters, not just saying they wanted to serve, that's one thing, but all of a sudden the government saying, you got to go fight.
You have to.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, that's a draft. And even our sons fighting for an unrighteous war.
Yeah.
Not that there is a righteous war, but there is a time to stand up for what's right. But you're looking at this treaty, this agreement that's been signed with Iran. The reports are that if somebody attacks Iran because we signed this agreement, we have to defend Iran.
Right.
Well, Iran is saying we want to hurt Israel. We want to hurt America, but we want to hurt Israel. So Israel has to defend herself. So she defends herself, which she says if she has to do it alone, she will, and she can.
And she probably will.
Probably will. That puts Americans in a boat. I have no doubt this present leadership would have no problem probably saying, well, have to, fight Israel. You know, I wouldn't doubt that.
Sad to say.
But they don't have the consequence of that is huge. But you, as a person, as a citizen, you could be drafted into this war, and you'll be faced, I think, about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, is part of responsible for the Church Reformation in Germany, that he saw the evil things going on with the Jews, and the country was being evil towards the Jews, treating them unjustly. And to get into the military, you had to actually harm Jewish people. And he's like, this can't be done. I don't mind fighting for my country, standing up for what's right, but I can't do that. So he was avoiding, any service, military service, because of, I'm going to bless the Jews. Right. I want to help the Jews. They're my brother. And so now you're looking at, we've been talking about this for quite some time. This is it's just all coming to pass, is where, you're looking at potentially, you or your son or your daughter or your neighbor or your friend, your fellow, brother in the Lord in your church gathering may be asked to, or forced to, or told they're going to be drafted into the military. By the way, if you are 17 years old, you have to, and you're male, you have to register for the Selective Service. That's called the draft. It's a nice name for the draft.
And how do we know that you're going to do this? Because they have a neat way, if you will, of attaching your college aid, your financial aid attached to it. If you don't fill out for Selective Services, then you don't qualify.
Yeah, or grants or all that type of
those
money.
Things.
But but now they're working to bring women into the Selective Service, which is the draft, and
which has never happened ever. This would be the first time a woman.
I couldn't imagine, as a brother of two sisters, their number being drawn and not my number being drawn.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's for a war that you should defend the country, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But an unrighteous war, something that's against Israel, against. I mean, right now the persecution taking place in the world is against Christians. Around the world.
I mean, that would be the ultimate final nail in the coffin, if you will, if America was to fire the first shot against Israel, send a troop. I mean, we don't have to look far by looking at what happened to Great Britain's empire, to look at what happened to Spain's empire.
Right.
They are reduced to nothing compared to what they used to be.
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing.
And prophetically, the word says every nation will turn against Israel.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked at how quickly America turned.
Yeah.
I mean, this is rapidly. Under this one administration, we went to the most opposite way this country could have ever really stood.
Well, remember, the first thing that was said about this presidency was we want to bring a transformational, fundamental change to America, and
it
has happened.
So what about Israel? First of all, they said, if you can see 17:16 right here, what he said in that dream, he said specifically, I don't know if you can see that he saw young people. Said young people were crying. This is Jim Baker saw in his dream. Young people crying as the draft was reinstated, and it was a time of great confusion. I mean, think about that.
you know, you're seeing people right now that don't believe there's consequences. People have been told everything's going to work out for you. Everybody's just, they see you, they're going to give you money, they're going to give you food, they're going to give you shelter. You know, as a matter of fact, they're trying to bring in a socialist into America. They're trying to vote in. All these young people are going, I want this guy right here because he's going to take care of everybody. He's going to make everybody pay for my stuff. Yeah. You know, that works. That, you know, Margaret Thatcher says socialism works is up until the point you run out of other people's money.
Mm.
And what people are saying is, I don't want to do my job. I don't want to work. Well, everybody's been sold this bill of goods, especially the young folks playing these little games and, you know, like I'm gonna hurt somebody and play these war games.
Right.
But this is going to be the real deal. This is going to be the real deal. And evil, you can don't ever underestimate evil. It is the most evil thing that you can imagine. War is just, it's just ruthless.
It's brutal, yeah.
There's a reason why many people don't talk about what it was like in war, because, you know, why talk about this thing I had to do because I was told to go to war?
Mm.
And it's just very tragic. But you see all the decisions that are being made are saying, hey, let's pick a fight with God. That's what America's saying. Let's pick a fight with God. You know, Franklin Graham said, that's like putting your fist in the face of God when you do this. And then you had others who saying, you know, if you don't turn now, it's going to be the worst. You know, you have Rick Joyner talking about coming over our southern border, just waves of the enemy coming over our border. You have Kamal Saleem Kuhn's ministry saying there's thousands of people reportedly by the Border Patrol that's said there's thousands of people already in our country that are radical.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands that are radical jihadists just waiting and sitting. And there can be sleeper cells. I mean, John had a sleeper cell in his neighborhood when he was in Jersey.
Yeah, sure did.
You didn't know that.
No.
Walking your dog every day, you know, doing these different things. And just, they look like normal people. They're set up like normal people, but they're waiting to be activated.
Yep.
And next thing you know, your neighbor's like on CNN News.
And right? You're like, oh my goodness, where do they live?
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
And so if there's 100,000 and there's only 50 states, okay, there's only like 3,600 or 6,300 counties, period, in the whole in the whole country. I mean, there's plenty of sleeper cells to go around.
Well, think about it. I mean, I think Kamal's exact quote was like 450,000 of them.
Yeah.
And you saw what just two, a husband and a wife, two terrorists did in you know, California.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was spread out in over five or six states with just a handful.
You know, one of our first wars was against radical Islam.
Oh, yeah.
And it was right there where they beheaded our brothers on the Tripoli coast. Right there where Benghazi and all this stuff that's going on. They got a movie out, you know, it's the language. I saw the language in it, so I couldn't go see it. It's bad.
Mm.
But it's truth. 13 hours in Benghazi or something like that. Wait for it to come out on some angel. But anyway, so the that's right there where we fought our first war, or the Barbary Coast, and that the Marines, you know, fighting radical Islam, the Marines, we established the Marine Corps then. That's when the Marine Corps got us, you know, from the shores of Tripoli. That's the song.
The Navy part
of
their, as well, right?
Yeah, sure. That part. But the Marines had to get established to be able to deal with radical Islam, because they were kidnapping our folks and holding them for hostage and demanding ransom, because
and
that's part of the,
doing that today.
It's
they're
part
still,
of the belief. It just happened. They just freed several hostages. One of them being Saeed, Pastor Saeed. Well, you're looking at what they did was they put leather bands around their neck when they're fighting this war. Why? Because radical jihadists behead folks. They were beheading, you know, people right there in Tripoli, Benghazi, all that area around there. And so that's why the Marines are called leathernecks, because the very first thing that they fought was against radical Islam. And if they had a leather band around their neck, the probability of being cut at the neck wasn't going to happen.
Wow.
That's some of the reports. And it's like, you know, everything is shouting. God took us right back to our very first war right there on the shores of Tripoli, and had 24, I believe, Egyptian Christians on the coast with their hands tied behind their back. They didn't have a fighting chance in these orange jumpsuits. And they beheaded them in front of the whole world and said, this is against the religion of the cross, Christians. And their blood poured out into the shores of Tripoli. I mean, God, we were hearing the battle cry, but yet we voted in. After that, we voted, we shook our fists bigger in God's face, his face. And now, we're going to have to deal with this thing. We're going to have to do what's required once you shake your fist in the face of God. And
But in that, you know, when you look at Israel, when Pat and I were in Israel, we were watching the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, who were marching and going through different things. I think we were even on one of the Jerusalem wall. They were marching through one of those gateways. So we could see them on both sides, and we got a few pictures. And but they were, you know, just as many women as there were men, because everybody goes to fight in Israel.
Mandatory, yeah.
Everybody that serves military service. And to me, that's something like a real good idea, because it's almost like our young people's hearts have been stolen by a lie. And now they have to go fight a war that you told them they could have everything. And now by having everything, that created an environment that causes the enemy to come in and come against our country.
Wow.
So you think about that. I mean, I just see a lot of angry folks, you know, about parents being upset, because you hear some people saying, this is where we're going to go. If you keep doing this, this is what's going to happen. But, you know, I can see very specifically, you know, what Jim Baker was told by the Lord reportedly in his dream, that that is the next thing. I mean, really, do you really think that that people, because this is people who die in war. It's young people. They send young people to war. They don't send old people to war. You know, they don't send old people. They send young people. They send 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Go look at the ages. When you go to Arlington Cemetery, look at the ages of the ones who died in the war. These were, had their whole life ahead of them. They had all this future ahead of them. And when we do the things that we've done in the last 7, 8 years, we're saying we want to, we're giving up the futures of our young people to die for the war that we're creating by the bad decisions and ungodly decisions that we're making in our own society. And they're going to have to fight it. I mean, it's going to be pretty intense. It'll be pretty intense. But I really believe God is going to wake up America. I believe that, and it's probably going to take those type of things.
Yeah.
I mean, every nation, as you heard the prophetic word from Pastor John Kilpatrick at Church of His Presence, you know, God's saying every nation's going to be hit in some way. That was the exact words. But this is it. You know, this is it. What are we going to do about it? One is pray. Secondly, lead your family to the Lord. If your son's going to go to war, make sure he knows God before he goes. If your daughter's going to go to war, make sure she knows God before you go to war. And there's one of those actors in the 13 Hours of Benghazi that was being interviewed, and he said, no matter what anybody says, even atheists, he says, there is no atheist in a foxhole. Everybody's calling out for God, because they know at any moment that their life can end, and many lives end in war. It's the worst thing. We don't want it. We don't want it. But it looks like from within and from without, enemies of our country are inside of it, and we have enemies outside of it. And we're supposed to have a president and a government that protects our Constitution and defends it from enemies foreign and domestic, outside of it and inside of it. But yet it seems that they festered all these things inside of it. But it's for, you know, us to rise up as American citizens and Christian citizens and say, you know, Lord, give us wisdom about this time. This is going to take lots of wisdom. Because what we're about to talk about when we come back from this break is the first time this has ever happened. You've heard about chips and different things, but now I'm fixing to show you the video of it happening where they're using it now. This is the first time it's ever happened, injecting it into his hand intentionally, and he's going and he's paying for the aircraft ticket. He's boarding the plane, and he didn't have to pull out any kind of identification. He just scanned his hand. World War II, what they did was they wanted to track everybody, so they started tattooing numbers and doing different things for the ones they didn't like. Now imagine all of a sudden all of our soldiers, your sons and daughters, saying, listen, we don't know if you're going to get lost in battle or not, and you can't carry a cell phone, but we will inject one in you. We'll inject. And we were in a meeting, John and I was in a meeting some years back, and a chaplain of all the people said that he wouldn't mind taking the chip. You know, for identification purposes. And there's tracking, these different kinds of things like that. But this, everything's just ripe for shoving the world population into a place that the church and the Jews do not want to go. No. We do not want to go. So we just need to pray for protection of Israel, pray for the protection of America, and ask God, God, that you would prevent war and prevent our daughters and sons from being drafted into a war.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.